Okay, so this is Scott from Avalon, and we actually did already do the gray book, and everything was fine except I had the line plugged into the wrong hole, so we may or may not have a tape. Anyways, we'll continue. You can tell me this story, please.
Once upon a time, there was a little dog who built a really good castle, sand castle, and the bunny said he could make one, but he said, "Why don't you make one in the other sandbox?" But he said he wanted to make it right beside his. He filled the bucket to build a tower while the little dog was building the rest of his castle. But then he poured all the sand in the bucket onto the dog's castle. And the dog got really mad at the bunny, and the bunny was saying he never meant to. But then the little dog had to do it all over again. The end.
That's very good. Okay, tell me the story.
Once upon a time, a little dog saw his friend Rabbit coming down the road. She asked him if he wanted a picnic with him. So they decided to have a picnic. The bunny had cake, sandwiches, pickles, carrots, chips, and he was all eating them as fast as he could. And when he had everything out, the little dog only had her sandwich out. So then he started eating it and eating it and eating it when the dog was still eating her sandwich, taking her first bite. Then he felt not very good. He had a big stomach ache. So she decided to go find someone to help him.
Okay, try not to play with that.
He found a girl, a woman, with kind of like a doctor with a case and the things that go on the doctor's ears and listen to you. So the little dog ran up to her to tell her. So he started pulling the doctor to the rabbit. So she helped the rabbit, and she said that he had ate too much too fast. And then he felt better. The end. Once there was a little dog and a rabbit. The little dog was happily playing with her wagon with a balloon tied to it. Then the rabbit said hi and went up to it. The rabbit was talking about the balloon and saying how much he wanted it, and the dog was just listening. Then he untied the balloon, and the dog was amazed that he would do that. Then they both tried to catch the balloon when it was going into the air. She was so mad at him, she was shaking all around. Then the rabbit saw a balloon man who was selling balloons. He walked up to him and asked for the same color balloon. But he said they're 5 cents. But he said he didn't have any money, so he couldn't get one while the little dog's coming.
And what?
The little dog was coming. Then they both asked for a free one because her went up in the air by him. Asked for a free one.
But what?
They asked for a free balloon. And then the rabbit saw a doctor that helped him, so he decided to ask her if she had any money to get another balloon. He told her, she said, okay. She paid him 10 cents and they each got their own balloon. And they both played with them for a long time. The end.
Thank you. Okay.
One day, there were two friends, Mr. Giraffe and Mrs. Elephant. They were at the beach, and Mrs. Elephant was playing with a ball when Mr. Giraffe asked if he could play too. But then he bounced it, and then it went into the water. So Mr. Giraffe went into the water to get it. And then he gave it to Mrs. Elephant, and they both smiled. And then she really, really, really liked him. The end.
Okay.
One day, Mr. Giraffe and Mrs. Elephant wanted to go for a swim, and there was a sign that said, no running. So she was running to the diving board so she could dive into the water. But then she was running and running, and then she all of a sudden slipped. And she really hurt her knee when Mr. Giraffe went to get a lifeguard. The lifeguard came running to see what was going on. He put a Band-Aid on Mrs. Elephant's knee. And then she sat on the bench when Mr. Giraffe was saying, all better. And then the lifeguard pointed to the sun and said, no running. The end.
Okay.
Once Mr. Giraffe and Mrs. Elephant met at the pool again, Mr. Giraffe showed Mrs. Elephant his new airplane. He was showing her how high it could fly when she was just staring at it. How high it could fly. So then she just took it from him. And Mr. Giraffe's like, hey. And then she accidentally threw it to see if it could go higher, and it landed right into the water. He was really, really, really mad at her. And she said, whoops. Then the lifeguard wasn't really happy, but he still tried to get the plane. She was telling him all about it. All about the plane. And then the lifeguard said, that's okay, I'll try and get it. So he tried and tried and tried, but he couldn't reach it. So then Mr. Giraffe was starting to cry, Mrs. Elephant was thinking, and the lifeguard said he doesn't know how they could get it. But then another lifeguard came with a net to get the plane. She stretched the net into the water to get the plane. And then she got the plane and gave it back to Mr. Giraffe. Mr. Giraffe was very...
Am I supposed to turn? Okay.
Was very, very, very happy to have the plane back.
Okay.